Welcome back. Thursday afternoon, you're listening to the Muster on Hokanui with Andy Miller here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. As we head and catch up now with Andrea Dixon, she is General Manager of the Southern Dairy Hub. Andrea, welcome to the Muster.
Thank you, Andy.
Firstly, Andrea, give people a bit of background about yourself coming into the role.
I'm in the role now for about 2 months, and I've come from 11 years at LIC. I've had a number of roles within LIC, started off on the West Coast through to North Otago, and over the last 6 years down here in Southland as the Lower South Island Territory Manager. I've also farmed before in my younger years and also worked as an accountant as well.
How are you finding the role as GM at Dairy Hub?
Well, she's pretty full on. It's a bit of a roller coaster, but fantastic. Absolutely loving it.
Yeah, fair to say there's a bit of admin going on in farming at the moment, but that's across the board, isn't it?
It sure is, and that coupled with the old, the flooding and the windstorms and things like that all adds to it.
Just give people a bit of backstory around Southern Dairy Hub, Andrea, for those who aren't familiar with it.
So the Southern Dairy Hub on its new site here was established in 2017, primarily as a research farm. We've got four herds running through one rotary cow shed. We've got 349 effective hectares, and that includes a support block that neighbours beside us here. We are milking about 740 cows at the moment, and prior to this we were on another spot just around the road, and that was a demonstration farm.
Yeah, demonstration farm. It's interesting, isn't it, when you hear those words, but, I mean, it's just putting everything into practice that people think about, I suppose, as far as ideas.
Yeah, it does, yep. We here, though, are primarily research, so we have research primarily and then demonstration after that. And I guess with that creates quite a bit of complexity as well, because it does require a lot of recording, a lot of attention to detail, and seeing the project right from the beginning through to the end as well.
And as well as that, you have the trials and tribulations of being a working farm on a day-to-day soap opera basis too, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It's important that we're commercially viable at the same time.
You've got a field day happening in the not-too-distant future as well, Andrea. Tell us about that.
We sure do. 11th of October, we're going to hold that one down at the Wallacetown Hall. We've got three fantastic topics that we're going to cover off, and one of them being Ryan Luckman, well-known vet from Waimate. He's presented down here before at the side event. He's going to take us through some of the Southern Dairy Hub cow collar information linked to rumination and around some of those decision points and triggers. Kirsty Vohert, she's going to cover off heat stress. We were part of a heat stress trial down here in Southland last year, which was part of a wider national trial. And I think probably a lot of people would say heat stress in Southland, really. So I think, yeah, there'll be some really cool information there. And we've also got Ross Moynihan from Ag Research and Dylan Ditchfield, a well-known Southland farmer, just to talk through their bale wintering trial as well around leaching and animal welfare.
Yeah, the heat stress would be an interesting one. You don't really think of it when you think of the South, do you?
No, you don't. But Kirsty's telling me she's got, well, we do know that she's got some fantastic information there, so I think there'll be a few learnings for everybody that attends that day. But we'll also put some information up on our website in regard to the booklet.
Yeah, tell us about your website.
Yep, you'll find our website on southerndairyhub.co.nz. We put all our information up there, and that includes Dawn's weekly Facebook post that she puts up. They end up on the website. We've got our field day information up there, and we've also got, over the last 5 years, we've done over 20 trial projects, and there's a little bit of information up there on that. And quite exciting today, we're about to pop up there the monthly grass growth and quality data as well, so that goes up today.
Grass growth will be interesting. We haven't had the sunshine we normally associate with September. It's been a funny old month, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been a funny old month, but we came into September with quite a bit of grass, and now it's quite wet, so it is a bit of a challenge. We struggled with managing grass quality leading into this period, and now it's wet as well. So, there's a few challenges out there, but Dawn does a fantastic job writing that up in her weekly update.
And the worst thing about going to a field day is you may go home and learn something.
Wouldn't that be exciting? That'd be fantastic. We're hoping for a really good turnout. And at the conclusion of the field day, we're inviting people around here to the farms to have a wee look at some of the cultivation that we're doing in regard to our paddocks.
And what time does it get underway there, Andrea?
It gets away. It gets underway 10:30.
10:30. So all the information will be on the website. You got a Facebook page up and running as well, as far as social media.
Yep, we sure do. Southern Dairy Hub. You'll find that on Facebook.
You haven't yet.
And we post on there weekly. Well, at least weekly anyway. We put some of our fun photos up there too, around some of the challenges that we are experiencing. And we've got a really cool drone map up there actually at the moment in regard to the flooding from Friday. So that shows the story.
Awesome. It's always great to see social media updated. Andrea Dixon, General Manager of the Southern Dairy Hub. Appreciate your time on the muster.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Andy. Have a good day.
Andrea Dixon, General Manager, Southern Dairy Hub. Before we finish,